Rapp Plumbing and Heating has been serving Sheridan since 2010. With all these years of experience, you can rely on them to handle all of your plumbing and heating needs. From new construction to remodels, repairs of existing systems to retrofitting, Rapp Plumbing and Heating can do it all. They are professional, clean, and courteous. Call 429-1196 for all your plumbing or heating needs. As we like to say, if you find a leak, let Dan take a peek.
This public service message is presented by BHJ Property Management at 101 South Main.
Dreaming of homeownership? Habitat for Humanity's homeowner application cycle is open October 1st through October 31st. This round of applications is specifically for a home in Ranchester, Wyoming. So if you're looking for an affordable path to homeownership and want to live in Ranchester, this opportunity could be for you. Visit SheridanHabitat.org or call 307-672-3848 to learn more and apply. Don't wait, the deadline is October 31st. Habitat for Humanity is an equal housing opportunity lender.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Tuesday, October 7th, from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting. And this is Public Pulse. This morning we are joined by Sheridan Chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Health members, Terry Markham and Rita Gary. Good morning and welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having us, Floyd.
Good morning.
It's always great having you guys in here. For those who don't know what NAMI is, can you, Rita, just share who NAMI is and just exactly what NAMI Sheridan's mission is and how it shapes your work?
Okay. NAMI, N-A-M-I, stands for the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and it exists at the national level, the state level, and the local level. And their basic premise is people who have experience with mental illness, whether it be within themselves or within family members or friends, are really best suited to reach out and help others who have a similar situation. In Sheridan, and NAMI as a group, has three big focuses. Number one is mental health support. Doesn't matter if you're that person or if you've been affected by it in some more distant way, support is a big thing. In Sheridan, one of our big things, also one of NAMI's big pillars, is education. We want people who have mental illness to be able to learn more about that. Mm-hmm. We also want people who don't have mental illness to be more aware what kinds of things are available, what kinds of, let's say, nutrition or sleep or exercise or thinking about difficulties in a different way, therapy, all those kinds of things that are out there. If we all know more information about that and those avenues that can lead to better living, we can take our friend along with us and say, hey, this is what I heard. Or if we know someone who needs this, we can say, hey, NAMI has that available. So education is really a big priority in our town, I think. And maybe that's because I come from an education background, but that's what I feel like, is if people know and have good information, then they can do something with that.
Yeah. Like I told Terry yesterday, I kind of got on a tirade about awareness. You know, knowledge is power. I learned that in sixth grade, and it's stuck with me ever since. The idea that people can come together who are suffering or living with the same mental illness and share information amongst each other, whether that be the individuals themselves, parents, spouses, siblings, whatever. I think it's a fantastic idea. All we got to do is look at the first model that comes to mind, Alcoholics Anonymous. That's alcoholics coming together to support each other, help each other through tough times. And boy, howdy, I'm here to tell you, they've got a lot of knowledge that they're willing to share. And I think it's absolutely great. When did you get involved, Rita?
Well, I retired 4 years ago, and that was right about the time when we had the study circles in town that were focusing on how do we make mental health a better entity in our town coming right off of COVID? And I had retired as an English teacher from being an English teacher. And one of the action steps that came out of those study circles was to open a NAMI affiliate here in town. And because it's connected to the national program, I figured there'd be some paperwork to fill out. So I figured that I could help with that. And when that initial group gathered to sort of put our feet on the ground a little bit and see where we're going to go from here, we had really high-powered people in our community who do things sitting around that table. And I thought, this isn't going to be just a group who sits and says nice things. They are going to get things done, and I can be a part of that. And so I haven't left.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. And there is that vibe sometimes when you sit down with individuals, the doers, I call them. You know, you get a lot of good doers in there and you start to see actual actionable things take place. And I think that's amazing. Terry, you and I spoke yesterday, but that was concerning something else. You're back today as a NAMI representative. How did you get involved?
Same thing. It was the study circles. You know, a lot of the work that I do with Uprising and my volunteers and with Advocacy Center and the different things I got my hands in, you know, they all have intersection with mental health. So it's always been something that I've cared a lot about. And I took part in study circles as well. And NAMI seemed like one of the really actionable things to come out of it, where I also kind of feel similar to Rita. I was like, oh, I have experience starting a nonprofit. I could help get this affiliate up and running as well. And then like Rita, haven't left.
Well, when you start,
we enjoy the work.
You enjoy the work. You see results, and I really think that that's inspiring. When you sit down with a concern, and you get with a group of people, and you start seeing things get done, now you just want to do more because you get that momentum really moving along. Now, NAMI's got a bunch of different groups, but they are fairly new. You were telling me before the show, they're pretty new on the scene. So let's talk about how those formed then, these groups. Did you get a bunch of people around together, Rita, and then people said, you know what, here's some of Sheridan's biggest issues, and let's address them.
That is part of what we do, sitting down and brainstorming, again, issues that we know are out there or that we think would benefit lots of people if they were more educated about them. Our first workshop that we did this fall was on sleep hygiene. Now, maybe the name of that means to some people you're putting on clean pajamas before you go to bed. But it was really about, how does a good night's sleep affect my wellness the next day? And so to be able to sit down and actually get through some sort of official type, this could help, this could help. And that combined with sitting around the table saying, oh, yeah, I've had really good luck doing this. Those are things that can benefit lots of people. And that's really one of the messages we want to share in coming on Public Pulse, is that these workshops, these educational sessions really are to help lots of people. So we would love to have a crowd every time we have a topic. You know, we'll have 25, 30 people show up who really are interested in this, but there are lots more people than that in Sheridan who could use a better night's sleep.
Absolutely.
So it's okay to pay attention to now what's NAMI want to teach us and drop by and see what that's like.
I think there's a lot of us out there who could use a better night's sleep. Some folks out there nowadays, you know, burning the candle at both ends and working a couple different jobs. One thing that's really important to me, and I know it's important to you guys, is every program and service you offer is completely free. Therapy is extremely expensive, and not a lot of insurances cover this type of treatment. And if they do, who knows where in the gambit of those treatments your insurance falls. And so I always felt that having a free service in town, it might not be the one-on-one, but it's certainly sharing of information for anything that we may be going through within our own lives. Terry, share with me the various groups that have recently kind of kicked off. What do we got?
Yeah, we actually, well, we have a lot going on. And like you said, all of it is free, because a really important thing for us is removing barriers so that people can access mental health services. And it's something I think that the community constantly is saying that they need. As a matter of fact, I think the Sheridan Press just did an online poll asking, do you think there's
enough mental health services? Hang on, we got a microphone that went down. If you want to switch over. Thank you. It's not. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll try to get this figured out. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Hub on Smith.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
Looking to start a business or take your hobby to the next level? Synergy Shop of Miniums is the answer. Need a toy box for your classic rods? Business location that needs parking and easy access for van or truck traffic? Got a service like taxidermy or sporting goods that need a storefront, counter, and storage in the back? Synergy Shop of Miniums are customizable spaces designed for trades, small businesses, and your hobby dreams. High ceilings, large bay doors, and owner-friendly built-ins. Located near everything. Reserve yours at Sheridan Realty Associates.
It's here. On behalf of Sheridan Memorial Hospital and the Foundation, we hope you will come out with your family and friends to join us at beautiful Whitney Park on Saturday, October 18th to support our annual The Link Partners in Pink Walk and Run. All proceeds from this year's event will support comfort and care for our patients and families at the Welch Cancer Center right here at home. To register, support these efforts, or learn more, visit SheridanHospital.org. And remember, screening and early detection is the best defense against this disease.
Big dealerships have big budgets for big advertising, but the truth is that major sponsorships cost big bucks. Here at Prime Rate Motors, we choose to sponsor our local youth and local worthwhile programs, all the while passing that savings on to you, our customer. We are locally owned with the same ownership and management for over 40 years. If we don't have what you need, we'll find it, and we'll stand behind it after the sale, because we live here, we work here, and we raise our families here. Prime Rate Motors, 2305 Coffeen Avenue.
This is the Captain with Captain Clean. Are you noticing unnecessary dust in your home? If so, your ductwork may be telling you it's time for a cleaning. HVAC and furnace cleaning will undoubtedly optimize your furnace's performance and keep your indoor air quality free of unnecessary dust and allergens. If you like clean air and lower energy bills, call our experts at Captain Clean today and schedule your next HVAC cleaning. Captain Clean, affordable choices for healthy living.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm Floyd Whiting. We had a bit of a technical snafu. My guests this morning, we've had to change rooms, are National Alliance on Mental Health members, Terry Markham and Rita Gary. Now, we were talking about the various groups, Terry, that have been formed by NAMI here in Sheridan. They're fairly new. You said only about a week old. And I was asking you just to kind of tell me about which groups have come forward over the past couple months.
Yeah, so we actually just launched a couple brand new groups. One of them is our Suicide Loss Therapeutic Support Group. And we were able to accomplish this in partnership with Sheridan County Prevention. And this group is, when I say therapeutic-led, this is led by licensed clinicians. There's actually two licensed clinicians who lead it. So this is actual therapy. It's beyond like peer support. So this is a great option for people, of course, dealing with that specific type of loss from suicide, and a great way for them to kind of have something in between maybe one-on-one therapy that not everyone has access to and maybe a peer support group. So it's a nice bridge of that, because they actually get in front of that licensed clinician and get to learn actual therapeutic modalities. And then we also just launched another therapeutic support group that's clinician-led that we call our Pathways group. And this one is more of a general support group. So any kind of mental illness that you might be dealing with, this would be a group that you can go to and, again, get in front of an actual therapist, learn actual therapeutic modalities, and it's completely free, both of these groups. And a big reason why we were able to launch that Pathways group was really the GPET funds from the city, because the community as a whole has been saying we need more mental health access, and the city council listened to that and they gave us some money. So now we can pay for these therapists to lead this group, and many people can access that group versus trying to get one-on-one therapy for everyone. We would never be able to do that. We also have a third therapeutic support group that is launching later this month, and that one is our Healing Your Relationship with Food and Body group. This one is more of a sort of one-off. It's going to be a 10-week group that is led by a licensed clinician as well, and it's actually going to kick off right after we do a free intuitive eating workshop with that clinician. And then our last group that we have is our longest-running group that we've had going for a couple years now. And that one is our peer support group that is a self-acceptance group. And so that one we work through a workbook, and it's not licensed clinicians, but it is trained facilitators who help lead that.
Now, when it comes to the peer support self-acceptance, you say this one's actually been going on for a little while. Rita, have you attended any this group at all, or just kind of popped in?
I have not, but other people within our group mostly have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terry, have you popped in and seen that group at all?
No, I haven't gone to that one. Rita and I tend to stay busy with
a lot of the organizing behind the scenes stuff, right? Yeah.
And one big thing that's really important to NAMI is that people who are leading our groups have a personal experience with mental illness.
Yeah.
So the folks who are facilitating that peer support group, they have walked through mental illness themselves, and that's really important. So not everyone who's working behind the scenes in NAMI is really eligible to lead all of the groups,
mm-hmm.
and that is a really important part of it, is that you actually have that lived experience with that topic or whatever that you are dealing with.
Well, and I think that's a fantastic way, as I said in the first segment, to kind of handle these types of groups. Have somebody who maybe not, some of these things are not exactly what you would call recoverable. Okay. But I have learned certain tools that I have in my toolbox that will help me see tomorrow, that'll help me get through today. And some of these groups address some pretty heavy topics. Suicide loss therapeutic group is, I think, so needed in today's day and age. We've lost a lot of individuals to this, and what do you do with the pieces after everything's done? Because you're not done, ever. And so you're just looking for a tomorrow. How do I get to tomorrow? And these groups, people who have survived these situations, coming together and supporting each other, you may end up with a family type of unit, who can help you see that tomorrow due to past experiences. Now, if we look at the importance of subjects like sleep, movement, body work, how is that really tied in to mental health education? You touched on this sleep group that met a little bit, and people talk about, not getting a good night's rest or things like that. But a lot of these groups address all these different issues, like the wellness group. How does that really tie in to mental health?
Well, a lot of the sort of one-off topics like that, like the sleep, the movement, a lot of those are things that tie into your mental well-being, and they can help you in your mental wellness journey, and they're really important. And so what we do with those types of things is we try to, that's where the education piece comes in. So those are through our workshops. So those are topics that we will bring to the community as a whole through these free workshops that we do. And those right now we're doing them monthly. And so we have a monthly workshop each month. So last month was the sleep hygiene. This month is intuitive eating. Next month is body work. And we do them all the way through January. And these workshops, what we do is we offer a free dinner, we offer free childcare, and you can just show up and you can learn about that topic. And we find a local expert on that topic who can come give information. And all of it ties into your mental wellness. Of course, like a good night's sleep, a healthy meal, things like that, they're all going to tie into how you feel and how you can move throughout your days. And so that's what we want. And so those topics, where we come up with those a lot of times is through the support groups, or when we're at these educational workshops, we always have the opportunity where folks can write down what's another topic that you want to learn about.
Oh, fantastic.
Sometimes the person leading that topic mentions a different topic and we're like, oh, we have to bring that one in the spring. And so we end up with this huge list, and oftentimes we're having to whittle it down to, okay, we can only do five this winter. What are the five that we think would be the most applicable to the majority of the community? And so, yeah, those are really fun. And that's something where anyone can come to, you know, it's like, they're great takeaways that you can get from those, whether you're battling with mental illness or not, or someone you know is. And it's just a fun thing to go do, have free dinner and have community.
Yeah.
With other people. It's really neat who you'll meet at those dinners.
And I think it's fantastic. And one reason why I was really kind of pushing on this is we're starting simple. Are you getting a good night's sleep? Are you eating well? Can you join a community that has some sort of childcare? Because that's a big one that I was going to touch on here. Free childcare at these meetings. Because a lot of individuals out there, hey, I would go, but, or I would be there tonight if. You get a lot of these things, and you guys have tried your, well, obviously accomplished, filling in these gaps to make sure we got you covered. You don't have to worry about dinner tonight. We're going to take care of it. You don't have to worry about childcare tonight. We're going to take care of it. The only thing you really got to worry about is what are we talking about and discussing this evening? How do those meetings look? How has the response really looked since these meetings have really started to kick off, Rita?
I think Terry's use of the word community is really applicable. People who drop in maybe for one session and sit around the table with six other people and they're just having an enjoyable meeting of new people in the community and finding some things they have in common will come back again the next week or the next month. And now, you know, the people around the table know each other, and we have to be careful that we don't always sit with only the ones we know, that we go and a couple of us go sit with somebody else who is new tonight.
Yeah.
So that they get to join that community too. And it just has been a really comfortable meeting of whomever comes.
And I think one of the best things, like Terry was talking about, we might be having a discussion. Somebody brings up either an ancillary issue or an issue besides what we're talking about tonight. And then we all say, you know what? That'd be great. Let's take this to the NAMI representatives and see if they can make this an issue for next spring or next fall. Now, when it comes to the actual meeting times and locations for individuals who want to jump on board, if they see the value in this, which I hope everybody does, where and when can I take part in some of these groups?
Well, our monthly workshops that have the free dinner and free childcare, those are on the third Monday of the month through January. So the next one is coming up on October 20th, and that one is our intuitive eating workshop. And that will, the next week is when that support group will start. The different support groups all have different days and times that they're meeting on. So the best place to go and get all the information on those is just go to our website, which is namisheridan.org. And you can hit the events and you can see the calendar. You can see the descriptions of all the support groups because they all meet on different nights. And those therapeutic support groups, those are ones you have to pre-register for so that they know you're coming. So the contact info on who you reach out to is right there on the website as well. And you can just reach out, you can get on the list, and then they'll give you all the details on where to show up and the location. Our peer support group, that one meets at our NAMI offices, which are located inside of St. Peter's Episcopal Church. And those are on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. every Tuesday night. And that's just, you can just show up if you'd like to attend that one.
Rita, for individuals out there who want to do a little more, they don't want to just attend the groups. They're like, you know what? This is the kind of organization. This is the kind of community effort I really want to put my energy into. How do they volunteer to help?
I would say probably at this point, either you can contact Terry. Everybody knows her, or me. Lots of people in town know who I am too, individually, or through the website. Also, you can just let us know. We do have an email that is just namisheridan@gmail.com. That's a really good place too, to just say, hey, it sounds like you guys are doing really good work. I'd like to be a part of that. And is there something I could do to help? And that we check that almost daily, and we would love to have those kinds of emails coming in.
Yeah. Yeah. You can never have too many hands, right? Now, before I let you go, Rita, do you have a final message that you would like to leave with Sheridan residents about NAMI, mental health, and connection?
As human beings living in one community, we do a pretty fair job of looking out for one another. But mental health is an area that for many, many centuries has been something we don't really address directly and talk about. The more we do, the more we find out, oh my goodness, you're kind of in the same situation I am. Or I know someone who could benefit from that. So the programs exist. What we need is people to step forward and say, I will come and help be a part of a big turnout for that, so that other people who really need this will also come and be at that meeting with me. We can't help people who don't let us know they need help.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes hiding in a crowd on day one is okay. Stepping forward a little bit more as the meetings progress, you never know. You might end up finding the community that you've always needed. Ladies, I want to thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for tolerating the quick switch. You guys are great pivoting when we need to. I greatly appreciate you both. Thank you. When we come back, we will speak with the Sheridan College Director of Bands and Jazz Studies, Dr. Eric Richards. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Hub on Smith.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
Have you started having those conversations with others, or began thinking to yourself what a new home may look like to you? Hi, this is Colton Bates with the Bates team at Best, and we want to help you bridge the real estate gap between where you are and where you want to be. Even speaking with an agent can oftentimes feel overwhelming, because this is generally the number one financial decision in a person's life. We've helped our clients through a wide variety of situations, and you will always have a thoughtful plan that considers your needs and timeline. Choose a real estate team that will take action on your behalf and deliver. Choose the Best. Give us a call at 675-BEST and visit bestwi.net today.
Face it, you don't want to do your own plumbing and heating work or repair. You need a professional, and that is exactly what you will get if you work with Rapp Plumbing and Heating. Being fully licensed, bonded, and insured, you can rest assured that they will take care of your repairs and maintenance in the very best way possible. Call Rapp Plumbing and Heating at 429-1196 and rest easy knowing it'll be done right. This is Dan Rapp with Rapp Plumbing and Heating, and as we like to say, if you find a leak, let me take a peek.
Shan Foster with Country Pet Inn and All Around Canine Training. Part of your job is to bridge the communication gap between humans and dogs.
I have this like obsession with trying to interpret why a dog's doing what it's doing. Even though they do possess so many similar emotions that we do, they also have them for different reasons. Some of the behaviors that dogs exhibit may look like they're doing something based on what we would do, but it's the opposite. Sometimes you just say, here, look what just happened right there. That's why she's doing this. And the owner will go, that is crazy. Yeah. I wondered why she did that. They look at me like I'm magic. It's not me. It's the dog.
Well, it requires somebody who has that knowledge to kind of like turn that light on.
Yeah, I consider myself the liaison between a dog and human.
Well, and it's one of those vital things where, you know, without that, they'd never get there.
Yeah, and in a lot of ways, you're right. All I'm trying to do is enhance the relationship.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty cool job to have.
Learn more at countrypetinn.com.
The following message is presented by Century 21 BHJ, 101 South Main.
This is Leanne Link from Critters Craft and Cooking 4-H Club. Celebrate National 4-H Week with all of Sheridan County. 4-H builds confident and capable youth ready to lead Wyoming's tomorrow. To learn more or get involved, contact the Sheridan County Extension Office at 307-674-2980. Grow with us and join 4-H.
Taxpaying residents that reside in a single-family residential structure and reside on that property at least 8 months of the year may be eligible to claim an exemption of 25% of fair market value up to the first $1 million. However, it won't automatically be given to you. You must apply for it online through the Sheridan County Assessor's website. The application period only runs October 1st through February 2nd. For more information, go online to SheridanCountyWY.gov.
Did you know the Country Bounty is online at SheridanMedia.com? That's right. You always have access to the Country Bounty. The print version of the bounty is still delivered to homes and businesses in Sheridan County and Buffalo, but you can also view it from your phone, tablet, or computer simply by going to SheridanMedia.com or CountryBounty.com. You'll be able to scroll through the entire publication, click on inserts and more. Try it out. SheridanMedia.com or CountryBounty.com. It's in the palm of your hand. The Country Bounty.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends at their First Federal Bank and Trust. For our second part this morning, I'm joined by Sheridan College Director of Bands and Jazz Studies, Dr. Eric Richards. Good morning, Doc. Welcome back.
Good morning, Floyd. It's great to be back here with you.
We're kind of in a different studio this morning. How's the semester going?
It is going wonderfully. The music making and teaching especially is just really going well. It's great to be back into that after the summer. And I don't want to jinx the concerts, but our ensembles are sounding better than ever.
Really?
So I hope we have a really bad dress rehearsal because then, then you know the concert's going to be really good. But they are sounding fantastic. So we cannot wait to bring this music to our Sheridan community.
It's going to be fantastic. Is that kind of like break a leg?
You say it
so everything goes well.
Yeah.
Now, you will be celebrating 10 years of the Sheridan College Symphony Band. What stands out to you most about this journey?
Yeah, I would like to just clarify something. It's 10 years of me with them, or this team together. So this is all kind of our 10th anniversary. But there's been a fantastic band at Sheridan College for maybe 30 years. There's a wonderful musician and educator in town, Dr. Dave Knudsen, and for I think maybe 25 or more years, he had the band at Sheridan College. And then there was Dr. Michael Flynn, and then Dr. Brian Casey, and then I found my way to Sheridan College. So this is our 10th,
this
team. Yeah, yeah. So the journey has just been fantastic. We've played a lot of music. It's kind of interesting to think about it. In 10 years, that means that we've played 40 concerts together in 10 years. And the current membership of the band is 50 players, which is really good for us. That's a fine sized symphony band. And the thing that I just love about that is of those 50 players, 16 of them, which is 32%, 16 of them were there for the first season.
So they're celebrating
their 10th anniversary. So I'm just so grateful to all of them. So anyway, back to the stats. That means that at least for those 16 players, we've done 40 concerts together. And check this out, 300 rehearsals. So so we've rehearsed and played a lot of music and gotten to know each other. And it's just been fantastic. Now, you know, at Sheridan College, we are always about students first. That is our primary mission, to teach, mentor, and nurture and apprentice these, especially in the music area. We do a fantastic job, if I may say so, of taking care of our music students and preparing them for the real world of the 21st century music arts arts workplace. In this concert, what we do have, you know, a healthy component of students, but in this concert, I am especially grateful for all of those community musicians. In all of our ensembles, it's those community musicians. Many of them are retired music educators. So it really leavens and brings this incredible strength and vibrancy to all of those ensembles. And I'm just especially grateful for them in the symphony band, in the jazz ensemble. I know my colleague Rob Cerny feels the same way with the collegiate choir. So this concert really highlights their contributions.
Absolutely. And they're big contributions to the community. You know, with individuals like that stepping up, filling those roles, playing music for us, you keep the cultures alive.
Exactly right. It gives you that continuity, which, yeah. You know, there's another thing that I've come to love about the community college music environment. In other universities, that ecosystem flushes out every 4 years. You know, you got a new... But we have 16 people that have been playing in this band just with me for 10 years. And that provides, as you said, just that great element of, I guess we'll just call it continuity.
Yeah, yeah. And really helps make Sheridan kind of the epicenter of the arts in northern Wyoming, in my opinion.
I totally agree.
You know, we've got such fantastic performers. We got fantastic artists, photographers, sculptors. I mean, we are really quite lucky.
Yeah,
about what we have around here. And when you look back at your time with a lot of these individuals, I would ask, what would you say is your fondest memory?
Wow. I don't know. I guess I have a great memory of our first concert together. And we're playing a lot of the music from that first concert. For the concert that we'll be performing this Sunday, I chose music from our entire first season, so 2015 to 2016. But most of it is from our first concert together. And the Whitney Center for the Arts wasn't even finished. So through the generosity of Diane Knutson, who was the band director at Sheridan High School at the time, she let us rehearse and perform. You know, she arranged for us to rehearse and perform at Sheridan High School. So our first concert together was on the stage of Sheridan High School. And, you know, that took place, I think, on something like, I want to say November 5th. So we had only had about 10-ish weeks to get, they didn't know me, I didn't know them. I had to pick a program knowing, okay, well, I've seen my colleagues from the Sheridan College faculty sent me some of the former band program so I could see, you know, this is what the band's been playing. But you have to pick a program in the dark, not knowing what you're going to walk into. And there was a special energy there. It's almost like a new marriage. You know, to be honest with you, you know.
Honeymoon. So
a beautiful honeymoon. And I still remember giving that first downbeat. And I'm getting goose pimples right now just talking about it. So there was that would be one of the most important memories.
I'll never forget that memory too. Yep. That first downbeat, first move you all really kind of made together in your public performance.
I'll never forget it.
And it still gives you chills.
Oh, you bet. Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Yes, sir.
You know, speaking of anniversaries, just real quick, I have little birds who like to fly in every once in a while. Okay. And I think you already know what's coming. Uh-oh. Happy birthday.
Well,
to you.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to bring that anniversary up as we were talking about this one.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Doc.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Now, you know, it's very meaningful, obviously, this 10-year anniversary, this time together. And some of these performers, like you said, been with you since the start. Has the ensemble grown over the years?
Yes, it's At one point, we were up to about 65 players, and then COVID, you know, the menace.
Yeah.
And at that, for the COVID year, we had to become a chamber wind ensemble. And so that meant we maybe, because of all the rules with spacing and all that stuff, so I think we maybe had 15 or 20 people, a small wind group for that year. And then from that group, from that year, we've been continually growing and coming back and coming back. And now we're back up to 50. And not just 50 good musicians. I mean, 50 strong players. So it's at a peak, and they are sounding wonderful.
Now, for individuals who would love to attend this anniversary, where and when will it be held?
Well, I'm glad you asked. This 10th anniversary concert by the Sheridan College Symphony Band will be this Sunday, October 12th at 4 p.m. in Kinnison Hall at Whitney Center for the Arts, and it is, of course, free and open to the public. And not only will the symphony band be playing, but I'm a little prejudiced as a trombonist. I always like to have our trombone choir play a few tunes, so what the heck. And so the trombone choir is, we like to do a little opening set. So we have about four pieces, some Baroque music, some Renaissance music, and then the trombones have a really cool arrangement of this rousing march called Under the Double Eagle. And then that should launch. We'll take 5 minutes or so to transition, and then that should launch us into the downbeat of the 10th anniversary symphony band concert.
Fantastic.
Yep.
And Doc, you'll have to forgive me.
You are forgiven.
Gwynfa Botke? Oh,
yes, Gwyneth.
Gwyneth.
It was a challenge.
A challenging name.
Gwyneth Botke.
Gwyneth Botke.
Yes.
A flute soloist.
Yes, and she's a brilliant young woman. And a fantastic flute player, and also highlights one of the excellent things about the different profiles of students that we have at Sheridan College. She's an engineering major.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So, you know, you see a lot of people in sciences that have a great affinity for music. And so she is getting ready to transfer to the University of Wyoming as an electrical engineering major. And I think she's going to be actually transferring this spring. So when she told me that, last year I said, well, we need to feature you on a solo for the fall concert of 25. And so her teacher is Christy Dooley, who is our, adjunct professor of flute, a fantastic flutist and, educator. And so I asked the two of them, can you find a piece that would work really well, something really special for this concert? And they came up with this piece by a Japanese composer, Satoshi Yagasawa, and he wrote this very evocative, it almost sounds like a film score. It's called Breeze in the Forest.
Wow.
With lots of Japanese motivic, kind of pentatonic, you know, the sounds there, gestures in that piece. And Gwyneth and the symphony band are playing wonderfully on it, and we look forward to presenting both of them on this program.
That's going to be a beautiful performance. I can already guarantee that.
All right. I'm glad to hear that. You know, those good vibes are appreciated.
I'm going to send them all your way,
Doc.
Thank you. Now, as we move on down, this fall's Jazz at Sheridan concert, how is it going to be unique as compared to years previous?
Well, one thing that makes jazz unique, even if you're playing the same piece two nights in a row, is because of the I word, improvisation. There, every jazz arrangement has some element of improvisation, and that means there is something that is being created spontaneously in real time at that concert. So every piece, every performance of even just the same piece is going to sound different. So I would say, first of all, that's one thing you can always count on making a jazz concert special, is that element of improvisation. One thing that I'm really looking forward to is one of our most beloved local music artists, Tammy Davis. I mean, she really is a professional vocalist, and she's been in many productions here in Sheridan, and I believe that she for some time lived in Colorado, and now happily they've relocated back to Sheridan. And as soon as I heard about that, I said, well, you have to sing with the band. So we have these.
You went a knocking.
Yes, yeah, yes, yeah, yeah. And she was most gracious in agreeing to sing. And so she's singing these two classic. One is a classic ballad, My Funny Valentine. And then this swing and arrangement that is modeled after the Frank Sinatra classic, I've got you under my skin. Got you under my skin. And she just really, she has this elegant big band chanteuse sound. I know that audiences are going to love her.
That's fantastic. We have another fantastic vocalist who's moved back into town.
Yes, sir.
Man, again, lucky with that. Now, you are premiering one of your own companies.
I am.
Sunset Chill. What inspired this piece?
Well, that's kind of interesting. So this summer, summers are very important to me. I try to not do anything but be with my family and do creative work. That's kind of my blocked off time.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I set a list, like I call them ship in a bottle projects, you know, things that I wanted to write, this kind of a musical to-do list. So I have a bit of music published that you can purchase worldwide and play. But my publishers have always kind of said, you know, we really like this, but it's kind of, these pieces are kind of hard. And when they're kind of hard, they don't sell so much as the pieces that are easy. So, I thought I'm going to set a challenge for myself to try to write a piece that I'm happy with in terms of substance and musicality, but is easy. And so publishers have all these grades, like grade one is the easiest and grade five is professional. So the ideal target is grade three. You know, that's enough to challenge most middle schools or even high schools, and yet have enough substance that even a professional band might like to play it. So this summer I thought I'm going to write a grade three piece. So I just started thinking about it, and the chords and the melody that came to me was intended to evoke this image of someone just sitting on a beach, and the sky is at dusk, and it might even have that kind of purple hue to it, and the sun is getting ready to set, and they're relaxing. And maybe they even have an adult beverage in their hand. And maybe that adult beverage might even be called a sunset chill. Yeah. So it's actually supposed to be evocative of this total vibe. And without getting too technical, there is a certain chord in my mind that evokes that particular gesture. So I compose it, send it off to a publisher. They said, we'd be happy to publish it. And I said, well, thank you very much. We'll have to do the world premiere on my home stomping grounds at Sheridan College, and that's what's going to happen on Thursday the 16th at 7 o'clock.
Did they give it a grading?
Yes, they said, the publisher gives you all of these parameters, like to make sure it's grade three, you must do this, you can't do that. The saxophone's good, and they did give it a grade three. They said it was on the top end of grade three.
There you go.
I just barely got it in there.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic piece.
Thank you.
What else can folks look forward to at the Jazz at Sheridan College?
Well, we have a group called the Sheridan College Jazz Tet. Sometimes that's made up of students, and sometimes it's made up of faculty members. And this presents the chamber music side of jazz, a combo. It's a four-piece combo. So we have a really great one this year. I play trombone and piano. I think you know Jake Hirschman, the technical director.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a really fine jazz guitarist. He plays guitar. There's a fantastic bass player who has come to us. He lives in Buffalo. I mean, he's a pro-level jazz bass player named Nick Lulius. And then Jake introduced me to a wonderful drummer. I think he just recently relocated back to Sheridan, named Joe Kunkel. So this is really like a band I would like to go out and play gigs with. They're that good.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to, in the same way that the trombone choir opens up the symphony band concert, our jazz tet combo opens up the jazz concert. And the interesting thing about that in terms of spontaneity is the concert is a week from Thursday, and we haven't really talked about what we're going to play, but that's what makes it fun. They're all pros, and we all know a lot of different tunes, so we can say, you want to do this? And so that spontaneity, it's kind of like walking on the razor's edge. That's what keeps it fun, but it'll make it interesting. But I know it will sound good, so they can look forward to that. We'll figure out what we're going to play.
And that's one of the best parts about jazz, isn't it? It's kind of off the cuff. You go with it. What you're feeling is what you play.
Yep.
One more time, Doc, if you would tell us the times and locations of the next two concerts.
Absolutely. The first one is the Sheridan College Symphony Band 10th Anniversary Concert, Sunday, October 12th at 4 p.m. Kinnison Hall. Whitney Center for the Arts on our beautiful Sheridan College campus. And then at just about 4 days later on Thursday, October 16th at 7 p.m., that's a night concert, same location, Kinnison Hall, Whitney Center for the Arts, Jazz at SC, the Fall 25 edition.
Folks, take advantage of this. We've got a lot of talented individuals right here in Sheridan. And, you know, they're going to be putting on two fantastic shows for you. And I'm curious about just that opening jazz tet that's going to be hitting it. I think that's going to be fantastic. And who knows? We may end up with a jazz band.
You never know.
That travels around, does some gigs.
Right on.
Thank you so much for coming in this
morning.
Thank
you, my friend. We always appreciate the time.
And a very happy birthday to you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Hub on Smith.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Lisa Hansen with MC2 Realty, inviting you to take a look at this beautifully maintained four-bedroom, two-bath home featuring AC, a newer roof, and hot water heater. The inviting kitchen offers an island, abundant storage, and a walk-in pantry. A convenient main-level laundry allows for easy single-level living. Ideally situated at 1430 Omar near Mavrakas Pond and the walking path. List price is just $385. To take a look at this property, contact me, Lisa Hansen, at 307-763-3964.
Wyoming winters don't ask for permission. They just show up with snow, ice, and wind that finds every weak spot in your roof. Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors knows Wyoming weather, and we will make sure your home is ready before the worst of it arrives. With metal roofs, impact-resistant shingles, built to withstand Wyoming weather. Plus, we work with your insurance company to take the hassle out of your hands. Your home is protected when it matters most. Call us today for your free inspection or visit Brandon307.com. Brandon 307, Branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
With the colder weather coming, Moss Holders wants to help you be a little more comfortable in your home. So right now, all reclining furniture is on sale. Save on every reclining sofa, love seat, and individual recliner Moss Holder sells. You can choose from a wide variety of quality manufacturers like Flexsteel, Southern Motion, Best, and more. Moss Holders has a large selection in stock, or you can customize your piece and order in your perfect recliner in a fabric or leather of your choice. That's Moss Holders Reclining Sale, going on now. Moss Holders, furniture is our passion.
Can you run heavy equipment, including motor, grader, and backhoe? Do you have knowledge of gravel and proper road grades? Sheridan County Road and Bridge Division is hiring a full-time district operator. Job benefits include medical, dental, eye care, life insurance, retirement, vacation, sick leave, and paid holidays. Find out more at the Sheridan County website. Email resume and cover letter to humanresources@sheridancountywy.gov or mail to 224 South Main, Suite B1 today.
Hi, this is Liz Kincaid, host of the video podcast called Sheridan County Ag Update. Join me each week as I visit with local folks about ag issues, rodeo, 4-H, FFA, and much more. Sheridan County Ag Update presented by Heartland Kubota and True Built Builders. You can find my video podcast each week and other interviews under the podcast tab on SheridanMedia.com. So join me, Liz Kincaid, host of Sheridan County Ag Update on SheridanMedia.com.
103.9 FM is News Talk 930. KROE Sheridan. Broadcasting from the Dr. Bateman at Sheridan Ear, Nose, and Throat Studio on 103.9 FM.